WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your friendly neighborhood motivation guide. Ever felt that little voice in your head whispering doubts? You know, the one that tells you, you're not good enough, or you can't do this. Well, today we're tackling that pesky voice head on. We're diving into how to boost your self-confidence now, right here, right now. Because let's face it, confidence isn't something you just magically wake up with. It's a muscle, and like any muscle, it needs regular exercise. Think about it, confidence is like that cool kid in high school who just owned the room. They didn't necessarily have all the answers, but they had this unshakable belief in themselves. And guess what? You can be that cool kid too. So, let's get down to business with 5 key takeaways to ignite your inner confidence powerhouse. First up, own your strengths. Forget comparing yourself to others. Focus on what makes you unique and celebrate those wins. Are you a whiz at solving puzzles? A master of making people laugh? Got a killer dance move? Own it. Recognizing your strengths is the first step to believing in your abilities. Next, ditch the negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, but you have the power to reprogram those thoughts. Every time you catch yourself thinking, "I can't," challenge it with, "I can try," or "I'm learning." Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, but that doesn't mean you're a failure. Third, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we stretch ourselves. Try something new, even if it scares you a little. It could be taking a dance class, starting a conversation with someone new, or simply trying a different route to work. Conquering those fears builds resilience and confidence in spades. Fourth, practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're thankful for shifts your perspective from scarcity to abundance. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you appreciate every day, big or small. It could be a sunny morning, a good cup of coffee, or the kindness of a stranger. This simple practice can work wonders for your mood and self-esteem. Finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, "You are who you hang around." It's so true. Seek out supportive friends, family, and mentors who encourage your growth and believe in you. Their energy will rub off on you, helping you feel more confident and empowered. Think about a time when you felt truly confident. Maybe it was giving a presentation at work, trying out for a team, or even just rocking that new outfit. What made you feel so good? Chances are, you were focused on your strengths, believing in yourself, and taking action. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing who you are, flaws and all. So go out there, own your awesomeness, and show the world what you're made of. Alright, let's recap those key takeaways. Own your strengths, ditch the negativity, step outside your comfort zone, practice gratitude, and surround yourself with positive vibes. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to boost your self-confidence? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And remember, keep that spark alive. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.